Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's going on? So today we're going to be looking at the High Priestess in reverse. Now, she's one of the more popular cards when she appears upright. With her intuition and her wisdom and her guidance, oftentimes when we talk to Rock and Soul Tarot students about building their intuition, I always suggest taking the High Priestess from your deck, placing her on your altar with your crystals and some candles, and meditating with her in front of you, asking for her guidance in how to open your intuition. When the High Priestess is in reverse, that guidance is cloudy. When the High Priestess is in reverse, there could be a bunch of reasons why you shouldn't be asking for advice. First question when the High Priestess comes into reverse is, have you ever been prone to the advice and opinions of others and not accepting the advice and opinions of others, but the reliance of it? Have you ever made a decision without having to ask somebody else what they thought first? And if that answer is no, this is where the High Priestess in reverse comes into play, because we sometimes get into this rut of not being able to trust our own intuition, not being able to trust our own decisions. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. It could have been your upbringing and being told that everything that you've said and done was stupid. It could be a couple of really big decisions blowing up in your face where you no longer feel confident making them on your own. Another question to ask when the High Priestess comes up in reverse: are you fearful of what others have to say? Are you so fearful that you keep it to yourself? When was a time in your life when you were fearful of somebody's opinion on what you had to say or do? Why were you fearful? And many times when the High Priestess is in reverse, gossip surrounds you. And that gossip comes in the form of unfounded opinions. Now, we live in the age of the internet, where before we have any idea as to what's going on, we post it because we want to be the first person to have the news. So screw the facts. Hey, I got something to say on Twitter. Check out my Facebook post. And then later on you realize, oh no, that's not what happened. So when the High Priestess comes up in reverse, I think of a song on George Harrison's Cloud Nine album. It's called Devil's Radio, and they repeat the phrase gossip, gossip over and over again. And then he says, I heard it in the night, words that thoughtless speak, like vultures swooping down below on the devil's radio. I hear it through the day, airwaves getting filled with gossip broadcast to and fro on the devil's radio. A lot of times when the High Priestess comes up in reverse, there's no substance to what's being said, and you're asking the opinions of people that really have no business telling you the advice you're looking for in the first place. Sometimes when the High Priestess comes up in reverse, you have to ask yourself, am I asking these people for advice because I already know what they're going to say? and I'm basically manipulating the answer that I want by putting it in the hands of somebody that shouldn't be speaking about this in the first place. When George Harrison says, words that thoughtless speak, think about that for a moment, because many times we just want to have something to say. It comes up a lot when we lose somebody, when somebody passes away. You know, you always hear the, they're in a better place, or they're with so-and-so now, right? And nobody really knows these things. You just want to be able to say something, and it doesn't come from a place of malice. You really want to be comforting. You want to be caring, but we don't really know if that person really, like, I can't tell you how many times when my grandfather passed and I heard he's with the Lord now. My grandfather was one of the biggest atheists on the face of the planet. Like, before you speak, know who you're speaking about. And again, I understand that that's not coming from a place of malice. But now you see what I'm trying to say when the high priestess is in reverse. Are you prone to the advice and opinions of others? Is what they're saying affecting you, and why? Many times when the high priestess is in reverse, you could be the victim of gossip. If you are secure in what the truth is, then it really shouldn't freaking matter, because the truth will always reign supreme in the end. That is how complicated things can be, and why I always suggest reading with reverse meanings. Because 78 cards in a deck of tarot is good, but 156 explanations, meaning scenarios, paints a much broader, a much wider, and a much more in-depth painting of this weird thing we call life. So I hope the High Priestess in reverse made sense. If you want to check out that song, Devil's Radio, it's on George Harrison's Cloud 9. It's the same album with I Got My Mind Set on You. And there's another song on that album called Long Time Ago When We Were Fab. And we're actually going to use that. Actually, it's been used in Rock and Soul Tarot in the upright meanings. And we'll also talk a bit about it as we move forward with these reverse definitions. Because a lot of cards in tarot mean similar things, but there's always that turnoff point where the meanings differ. And that's why we look at cards in reverse, because again, life isn't simple. Life isn't black and white. There's lots of colors to things. If you enjoyed this episode of Rock and Soul Tarot, please follow the podcast, share the podcast, let people know we look at tarot through the lens of rock and roll, and I will see you for the Empress in reverse. If you'd like to book a reading, please hit me up on my Instagram, Orlando0616. If you have any questions, let me know, and I'd love to talk to you. And until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck, goodbye, be safe.